Hachette Audio presents Down the River Unto the Sea. Written by Walter Mosley. Read by Dion Graham. For Malcolm, Medgar, and Martin. Looking out from my second-floor window under Montague Street is better than the third-floor view. From here, you can almost make out the lines in the faces of the hundreds of working people moving past, people who, more and more, have no reason to walk through the doors of the fancy shops and banks that have made their claim on that thoroughfare. These new businesses are like modern-day prospectors panning for gentrified, golden customers who will buy the million-dollar condos and fancy clothes, eat in the French bistros, and buy wine for $100 a bottle. When I took this office, almost 11 years ago now, there were used bookstores, secondhand clothes shops, and enough fast food to feed that displaced army of workers in Brooklyn Heights. That's when Christoph Hale offered me a 20-year renewable lease because another cop, Gladstone Palmer, had overlooked his son, Leif Hale's, involvement in the brutal attack on a woman whose only offense was to say no. 3 years later, Leif went to prison for another beating, one that got bargained down to manslaughter. But this had nothing to do with me. I had the lease by then. My maternal grandmother always tells me that every man gets what he deserves. 13 years earlier, I was a cop, too. I would have tried to put Leif in prison for the first assault, but that's just me.